Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Eight 39 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 39 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
You're listening to us on FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports, AM 1340 on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and watching us on Facebook Live as well as Comporium Cable Channel 103. Well, she comes on the show and helps us understand our money better. We've got Julie Blaylock joining us from H&R Block with locations in Rock Hill and Richburg. And, of course, she is a big part of our Toys for Happiness campaign. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. We have not seen you since you won the Boo-ha-ha trophy.
That's right.
Second year in a row.
Yeah.
Was that right?
Yeah. And my kids are counting on three.
Okay.
Let me tell you, they're all about it.
She's already talking smack in December for October of 2023. But that trophy is now housed with you all,
yes,
and
it's
on display, which is fantastic.
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
Is.
So we go from Boo Ha Ha to, of course, Toys for Happiness.
Yes.
What is it about Toys for Happiness that you all said, we want to be involved?
It's all about the kids. As you know, I'm a foster mom getting ready to adopt, and it's all about the kids. You got to do what you got to do for the kids that need it and need help and can't get help anywhere else.
Julie, one of our interviews this week said kids don't realize that they're have and have nots. It's probably until someone points it out. And you're a great example of the kids that you see. They just want love. They want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to play.
That's right. That's right.
And Toys for Happiness allows that to happen.
Yeah, and we put too many labels on kids, you know. It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter if they're foster children, biological children, grandparents, grandchildren, stepchildren. They're children. They should be allowed to play, read, have all the fun. And that's why I foster, to give children an opportunity.
Well, that's beautiful. And again, being involved with Toys for Happiness is so great. So all you have to do is drop off a new unwrapped toy. You can do it at your locations right here in Rock Hill and in Richburg. Or just Rock Hill.
Rock Hill.
Rock Hill,
yes.
There you go. So just drop off a new unwrapped toy and be part of the campaign now in our 37th year.
Wow. Congratulations.
We were at the Santa Secret Warehouse earlier this week. It's beautiful to see the outpouring of love and support. We've got, more than 700 families we're trying to help this year.
Wow.
That means thousands of toys. We try to give them bicycles.
Games, puzzles.
Sporting goods. And so everyone's generosity on display is just a wonderful thing to see this time of the year, for sure.
And I have a side note. Tyler, I have books in my car for you to get before I leave.
There you go.
I have 100 books.
Oh, great.
Oh,
well, that's what they need.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, Julie, we love you because you feel right at home. So we also ask Tyler questions during the show, so you fit right on in. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, the calendar says December the 16th, but really in your line of work, Julie, as the being involved in the tax industry, there's really no day off for y'all. I growing up, I always thought after April the 15th, April the 16th, it was a huge sigh of relief. But it just seems like more things are always thrown at you all. You have to research and learn it.
Yes.
So you can help us when it comes time for our taxes. So let's do a couple of things. What's new coming down the pipeline for 2023 that folks need to keep a mind on?
I think a couple of things. For the general population, if you have children, you should expect probably a smaller refund this year. And the reason for that is because in 21, there were all these CARES Act laws that went into place, and things got jumped up, like $3,600 for child tax credit is now dropping down to $2,000. The dependent care credit for daycare expenses is dropping from $8,000 to $2,100 maximum. So you're going to see smaller refunds. Don't panic. It'll be more like the 2019 and 2020 refunds. So it's something that we've seen in the past. But that's for the general population. For anybody that takes payments through PayPal, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, any of those, because they sell things either on Facebook or on their own website or however, eBay, Etsy, any of those things, they are now going to be getting 1099-Ks from your credit card processing company, and you will have to pay taxes on that money that is anything over $600. In the past, the amount has been $20,000 and 200 transactions. Now it's $600, even if it was one transaction.
Wow. So, that's a drastic
jump. Why the change?
Well, I think it's because in the past, it's really not a change. It's just that the IRS is grabbing hold of it and now making it, forcing it, because people aren't paying taxes on the money that they, when they sell something. So if you sell something or do a service for somebody, every dollar that you make, you are supposed to report to the IRS. And that isn't happening across the board at all. So I think that this is a way, by lowering the standards. Plus, everybody makes payments now by credit card. So there's a credit card processing company involved. So the IRS can count on them to, you know, kind of help pull this together for themselves.
Run the numbers, per se.
Yeah.
Julie, throughout the year, we don't think about this stuff. The folks that use the apps or the various payment options that you gave. So what happens if you can't remember, you're not sure? What do you do in that kind of situation?
That's why this is so important, because the credit card processing companies are doing it for you.
Oh, okay.
They're going to send it to you.
All right.
Where in the past, they didn't have to send it if you did anything under $20,000. Now they're going to send it for everything over $600. Mm. So you will – and it'll be reported to the IRS, so you won't be able to shrink away from it. You know, we're kind of debating, because we don't think this is you guys hadn't really heard of this. And you're kind of in the news kind of thing. So I don't think a lot of the general population knows about this. So we're debating as a company here in Rock Hill, should we ask every client? Because if we don't, and you have done something like that, then you are going to get caught by the IRS. I mean, it's a given. It's not wishy-washy. You will get caught. And then you'll have to amend your tax return, and that's going to cause you problems. Mm. And that's going to cost you additional money. So plus you're going to be paying fees late and penalties. So we're thinking about asking every client. And I just can see people are going to look at us like, what are you talking about? You know?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Did I sell anything to anybody?
Mm. So will they have that form to you in the same time, like by January 31st, is that?
It is supposed to be, but we normally see them come a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So IRS is warning right now that for early filers, and what they called an early filer was late January, early February. That's what they called an early filer. They're warning early filers to make sure they have all their stuff before they get their taxes done, so they don't have to do an amended return.
You heard it here first, but sorry.
No,
Merry Christmas.
I think my brain just broke, Julie. I guess that's why we need 87,000 IRS agents to now nickel and dime us even more. And with the money we're not getting, because inflation's taking it all. I can't even talk. I don't want to get started. To quote Manning, don't get me started. Really, don't get it. We do want to talk about another program that you all are working on there at H&R Block. Many of us are lucky, right? It's cold outside. We can go into our closet, pick out a scarf, mittens, a coat, and not think anything of it. That's not the case, we know, for so many of our neighbors.
That's true. I'm going to put a plug in here without even telling you. yesterday, immediately, within 2 minutes of Tyler and I speaking, I opened up my email, and there was an email from my children's school. And the Knights of Columbus here in Rock Hill are bringing coats to the school for any child that needs it today. And so they were sending emails out to everybody, and I said, how wonderful of them to do this. And my children, where my children don't need coats, if they have extra coats, we would love to have them. And then I told them about our program at H&R Block where we are giving coats. It's called Have a Coat, Leave a Coat, Need a Coat, Take a Coat. So you just come in, and anybody, we really – We have given over 300 and some coats in the last 3 years.
Locally here?
Right out of our office in Rock Hill. We put some of them out on a stand right on the sidewalk. And the most touching story that I can tell you is a lady came out of the Dollar Tree with two little girls and saw the coats and came up and said, "Do you have any coats for little girls?" And I said, "We actually do." We had been concentrating on adults because a lot of the schools give coats. Mm-hmm. If they see a child in need, they'll find a way to get a coat. But these were preschoolers. They don't have any place to go. You know, they don't have a school. So we now take donations of children's coats and stuff. So, you know, you never know what neighbor needs it, you know, or who needs a coat. So we don't ask any questions. But we are asking for the public's help because we are down to about 9 or 10 coats right now. And we are getting into the cold, and we're going to start having people, they're shopping now, and they're coming by and asking, "Do you have coats?" Mm-hmm. So if you could please drop off a coat, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I think next Saturday, Christmas Eve, it could be down to 15 degrees. 15 degrees. Mm-hmm. So, Julie, my brain is now working thanks to that positive story. So thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for always coming on the show, breaking down what is a very complicated subject matter. Thank goodness that you have that brain that works that way to kind of break it down for us. And we certainly appreciate it. Visit H&R Block, Rock Hill, Richburg. Check them out. Julie, as always, friend, great to see you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.